Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Reality TV host and executive producer of Top Chef, Padma Lakshmi, gave her highly anticipated testimony today in the ongoing federal extortion trial in Boston. Now, if you need a refresher about this trial, it goes like this. Four local Teamsters have been charged with conspiracy to extort and aiding and abetting after they allegedly harassed and threatened the crew of the show Top Chef for not hiring union labor back in 2014. Now, the Teamsters say they were legally picketing the Milton-based film shoot. Padma Lakshmi testified today about what is now an infamous incident in this case when one of the Teamsters leaned into her blocked van to make an allegedly threatening remark about her pretty face. Well, Boston Globe reporter Milton Valencia was in the courtroom today, and he joins us now. Milt, it's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
All right. So Padma Lakshmi, the blockbuster testimony today, what more did she say?
It's not only what she said, but it was the way she said it. She gave a personal account to really what we've been talking about here, and that's extortion, a violent crime, use of threats to commit harm. Really, we got an inside view of what that looked like. We've heard from the television scouts who've talked about the process, getting permits. But again, this was Padma who really gave people an account of really what a scene was like, where you have four burly men, large men, as she put it and others put it, who kind of created this harrowing scene where people were trying to set up a filming shoot and really just allegedly harassed crew. There were some tires that were slashed. There was no one pinpointing exactly who did that, but really just creating this chaotic mess of a scene during the show's filming in Milton in 2014.
And were defense attorneys able to cross-examine her? And if so, what did they try to get across in their cross?
They got a lot across in their cross, she was somewhat a witness for both sides. She was never threatened. She took this as actual fear, which prosecutors wanted to point out. She could not say that someone said to her, "If you don't hire me, I'm going to do this." It wasn't at that level. So that level of threat of the extortion charge that we've seen play out in this trial, it didn't come from her. It didn't come from her driver. But what they instead painted was this scene of somewhat, you know, indifferent people, not unsuspecting people, I'll put it that way, not sure what the Teamsters debate was all about, pulling into a scene, trying to go on with their show, as they put it, and really seeing these four Teamsters members allegedly trying to disrupt their show. This is the heart of the charge, the disruption of the show, and they gave that personal account of what that looked like. But again, they couldn't pinpoint to any threat by any person that if you don't do this, I will do this. It was really kind of like the final stage of this alleged threat that we saw.
Interesting. But Milt, on the other hand, you got to wonder how television producers are looking at this trial and what they're hearing coming out of it, because we've heard about, you know, slashed tires, derogatory remarks, even a crew member who quit the show and felt like they had to sleep with a knife for protection. And I mean, Padma Lakshmi herself apparently said that there have been union disputes in other states, but never as bad as what's happened in Boston.
I think that's what really came across at the end. Again, you're right in that sense. She didn't speak to getting involved in the affairs, but that's what the lawyers tried to portray that as, is didn't you just know this as a Teamsters dispute, just like you've seen in other states? And that's where the line was crossed, where Padma and other witnesses today crossed the line and said, no, we've seen unions disputes. This was not like that. This was menacing. She used the word petrified. She used the word bullied. I thought I was going to get hit, she said. She feared for her driver, who was in control of a car and trying to control the situation himself. She feared there were homophobic remarks made to him that she was fearful for. She had a window open. Someone said, why didn't you put the window up? And she said, I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. And she really did create that. Even if she wasn't involved in the negotiations, she saw the disruption that was allegedly made.
Now, have you seen any reaction, any visible reactions from jurors as the testimony has been going on?
I think, you know what, they were obviously, it wasn't just her. We also had Gail Simmons, who was also a judge. And again, what I was trying to get across earlier is they really, as much as we've talked about the bureaucratic process of, you know, negotiations and labor negotiations, they were the first who really created this dramatic account of the four Teamsters confronting them. So I think jurors really grasped that today, especially the account of Padmish Driver saying, I was in the car and my job is talent number one, they called her. She wasn't known as Padma Lakshmi. It was talent number one. My job was to get talent number one through the door, and I could not without them reaching in. One of them, he was so close to her, Padma said, that she could smell him. That's how close they were in her face. And I think jurors really caught on that, really giving that personal account. Because, again, we've heard about negotiations, pulling permits, City Hall's involvement, but really this gave that account, this personal account of this fear that prosecutors have mentioned. And jurors were definitely paying attention to that. Mm.
But of course, we should also note that the defense still has an opportunity to make its case, right? Because I'm seeing that the assistant U.S. attorney says the government is likely to rest perhaps as soon as tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. And the defense believes it will present some of a case. We're not sure how many days. At first they said 2 days. Perhaps that's looking at 1 day. We believe this case will wrap up this week, but we will hear from the defense. I think what we're going to hear is that this was union negotiations, this was union pickets, something unions have a right to do, and just because you don't like unions doesn't mean they were extorting you.
Okay, so one last thing, Milt, before we let you go, because I just want to catch up on something that happened on Friday in this trial last week, because if I understand correctly, one of the Teamsters on trial could actually face jail time for something entirely separate that happened? During the trial?
Well, there are two instances in this trial of reporters, out-of-town reporters, creating a scene with the juror, and there was a hearing on that today. There was also a situation where one of the Teamsters members referenced this trial on Facebook and called attention to support and was commenting on news articles about the trial. And the judge has put in this order that says none of the parties, whether it be prosecutors, defendants, or the defendants themselves, can be talking about this trial outside the proceeding. So early on, the judge set up a strict order, and he will hold a contempt hearing because he put this order in, and a lot of these comments, these social media comments, these comments on web articles were made post that order. And this Judge Woodlock, given the high-profile situation that we saw today with, celebrity hosts coming in, he's tried to keep this tight rein, and this is something he did not like that happened after his order was put in.
Wow. So a lesson to us all there. When on trial, put your phone away. Boston Globe reporter Milton Valencia, thank you so much, Milton.
Thank you.